No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
We break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out at concreteindustries.com. A little delayed there.
I wasn't really ready. I'm not fully comfortable with the role, but I'll get comfortable.
And
the Co.
There we go. NEBCOinc.com. We're joined now by Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We're looking around the country. We know this is it's different on Sunday now than it has been in years past. But Sean, we look and see USC has got 30-some kids in their class. Alabama's in the 20s. Georgia's upper 20s. Nebraska sits at 10 commits in this class. How do you explain that to Husker fans who are confused and looking around at other teams who have way more than that?
Well, it's roster math. I mean, you can only have 105 players moving forward, and they lose 19. They're taking 10, and they're going to probably take over about 10 transfer portal guys. I mean, it's a simple math. It's simple economics.
Wow. Good job, Sean.
I mean, it's not personal. It's business, I would say, in The Godfather. Matt Rhule, I don't think anybody can question what they've done in high school recruiting the previous couple of years. They've been as aggressive and taking as many guys as we've ever seen the previous couple classes, but now with the new rules, with the way money is allocated and the roster caps, you just got to do it a little bit differently. And it's a strange deal because there's 14 kids in the state going power four in state, and only one of those is going to Nebraska, and he's probably one of the lower ranked of the 14. But I just think it tells you, it's a different level in the Big Ten and type of guys they need and what their position needs were. It just didn't fit locally this year with some of the talent locally, especially.
Chase Reynolds is ranked, according to our rankings, on 314th in the state. Do that math again, by the way. Just you went through it real fast. Go through it a little slower for
the
people.
Well, they have 19 seniors that they lose.
Got it.
And then there's going to be a couple more guys that move on from the portal, but so they're going to add 10 high school players and probably 10 portal guys. I mean, maybe more than 10, but that's probably where it falls right now, if I had to guess. Heavy on the lines. I mean, of that 10,
okay,
you could see 4 or 5 of those guys be on the lines.
Okay. Okay, let's stop there, Sean Callahan of On3, HuskerOnline.com. Portal, if it's 10 guys and you're saying 4 or 5 linemen, and that's offensive and defensive combined, right?
Yeah, somewhere in that range. I mean, I think that's going to be the heavy focus of the financial resources. And I think, they tried last year on some guys. The ones they wanted, they weren't able to get. You run out of money, too. You have a budget, and you have to kind of move on this quickly. I mean, it's like Ron Brown joked once, he goes, recruiting in the portal is like driving down the interstate at 80 miles an hour and picking up people.
Yeah, that's kind of dangerous to do. Now, so is the portal. Now, here's the second part of my question, Sean, is this. Four or five linemen, what are the other area of emphasis, and how much money does Nebraska have?
Well, I think a quarterback is going to be in there, some sort of veteran or depth quarterback piece that makes sense. And obviously a running back. I mean, I think a running back is another area that they're going to have to go in there. But you just don't know yet about Emmett Johnson, because if he is a, let's just say he is a fourth round grade,
okay,
which I think that's probably the highest he'd be, he could theoretically make more money playing college football next year.
Oh.
And, you know, with the way the portal and the money works. But is it still the long-term right play, knowing that position and the shelf life in the NFL as a running back? Do you want to take away a potential year in the NFL that you may never get? I mean, so there's a decision there still, obviously, how Emmett's going to do this. I think you always look at receivers. If there's a guy that you can take that makes sense, maybe a receiver. On defense, I mentioned the lines. And then, you know, the other positions I think are kind of like who's available and what makes sense, whether linebackers and corners and DBs. But I think they're fine at DB. I don't know if they necessarily need a DB right now. But, you know, the lines are going to be where most of the focus is going to be.
And I think you could use a linebacker too. How much money, how well is Nebraska positioned financially is a better way to ask?
I mean, it's gotten bigger every year since Matt Rhule's got here, but if I had to handicap, I mean, they're going to be obviously fully rev shared, which next year that for football, there'll be about $16 million to rev share.
Okay.
And if, you know, there's going to be the play fly multimedia rights money that they can utilize and some other avenues. But I mean, I could see them pushing $25 million on this limit with what they have. And to put that in perspective, Lane Kiffin at LSU, was talking about pushing his to about 30. So
Okay. They're
right. They're right where they need to be. I mean, the Oregon and Ohio State things you hear out there, yes, you know, but I mean, if you're in that range, like where Nebraska is going to be, you're in an upper echelon group of teams in college football. And I think that's where Matt Rhule wants to be. And that was one of the big things he talked about. Wanting to improve this job, they have to be able to go after players.
Okay. That's all very interesting. As far as this class goes, it's a 10-player class right now. Who are the players that you think you should educate the fans on?
Well, Nalen Scott's the highest, ranked guy.
It's Odom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Odom. Odom, the corner, mm-hmm. is your highest ranked guy. And Danny Odom, you know, five-star, that could play right away. I mean, five-star in one service, high four-star in ours. But I think at corner, you know, he's with Sierra Wright moving on, mm-hmm. there's an opportunity for him to be a corner immediately. He's an Addison Williams guy on this team. Really like the running back, Jamal Rhule. He's listed at 205 pounds. I'll be interested in what Nebraska lists him at today on their official deal.
Okay.
But he's a bigger back. He's more a little bit more physically built, which I know that probably excites you, Steve.
So you need big backs in this league, Sean. Look at the best ones. Come on.
Sipple loves big running backs.
He does.
If you guys don't know that.
And receivers.
Just practicality.
And he's not a fan of – who was that little Carolina Panthers receiver years ago that was like 5'6", but he like led the league in receiving every year?
I don't know, Sean. I don't
Steve
know.
Smith?
Oh, no, he's Steve a bigger
Smith,
dude.
Yeah.
Sean Smith's pretty 5'6"? He's not 5'6", though. He's probably 5'9".
He's small, yeah. But he's
like one of the baddest – people he's on the
dude.
Planet.
He's thick,
yeah.
Sean.
But he wouldn't play on like Sipple's team.
You wouldn't have had him on your team.
I like 6'2" and over.
I'll let him know. I'll let him know.
As any rate.
He's not a fan of the itty-bitty committee.
No, I'm not. I mean, that is 100%, Sean. I don't mind saying that. There's good little guys out there, but make them the outlier. Okay, now, as far as this defensive coordinator conversation goes, were you surprised by the firing, and now what?
Yes and no. I mean, I think when you give up, what do they give up, 77 points the final two games combined?
Yes, correct. 37-40, yep.
I mean, if you give up 77 points, in late November, especially when it's really not geared to score points in the Big Ten. And often, I mean, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
And so I think for Matt Rhule, there was no need to extend this thing in the bowl month. I think he knew he needed to make a move, wanted to make a move. I think you're going to see Nebraska probably transition to more of an even front defense moving forward. They did not have the right type of personnel to properly run the odd fronts. And you saw them play more even front. I mean, I think the USC game and some of the other, I mean, they were, you saw them play way more even front at times throughout the year, but I think you'll see probably more of a philosophical switch to an even front long-term with the defense. And I think Matt Rhule, we know enough about him on hiring. He moves quickly. And I mean, his phone obviously rang a lot already about this job is my understanding. And you know, they'll get somebody because they can pay somebody, number one. But yeah, you got to find the right fit. And then the question from there is that guy, who will he want to bring in here on his staff? I mean, I think of the current staff members, Addison Williams is safe. I think he's a guy they're really high on. But after that, I think all bets are off what direction they go with the rest of the defensive staff and how this thing is built. Just depending on who the new guy is and who they bring in. And, you know, Phil Snow obviously will.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Continue to be in his role and as he's getting this defense now ready for the bowl game.
Sean, you mentioned that 77 points the last two games. Of course, Nebraska was 7-3 entering them, lose both games to Penn State and Iowa, disappointing 7-5 finish. I'm curious, we don't know the bowl game location yet. It might be Vegas, might be Nashville, you're leaning towards Vegas. But with the way they finished the season, with the coordinator being gone, do you sense a potentially high amount of opt-outs to this game for Nebraska or not?
Opt-outs, I mean, to opt out, you have to be a pretty good draft prospect. And other than Emmett Johnson, I don't know who else. I mean, Deshaun Singleton, I would think he'll play in the game. I don't know if his draft stock is solidified enough. He's going to be a Senior Bowl team, but yeah, we're expecting him to go to Vegas. I know internally they're preparing for Vegas. I mean, they've already begun watching some tape on Utah. I mean, so that I have not heard anybody that matters, like an official person, tell me that Nashville's in play. Everything I've continued to hear, it's Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know why we get this Nashville talk.
I think there's just people that want to go to Nashville, and they keep pushing that out there. And I try to just share the facts here. I mean, I've seen people tweet that out there, but it is. I mean, that's what they're focusing on. I mean, they even know where they're leaving on the 26th. They know where they're staying, the Mandalay Bay. So they know that when they get to Vegas, they're going to have a practice probably like they did at the Giants right away. I mean, so they're pretty far along with their preparations. Now, yeah, things change in bowl things, but Vegas has to make the decision, Illinois or Nebraska. Well, it's a business. Who sells more tickets and fills their venue more? Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And Illinois could actually drive to Nashville. That's pretty drivable for their fan base. So the thing about the Nashville game, not a lot of people want to go to Nashville because you're going to have to play Vanderbilt there. And it'd be a home game. You're essentially playing an SEC road
game.
We've done that before. And we've done that against Tennessee. It was a sellout for that game. But I do think this Vegas Bowl, Nebraska, Utah, could draw 50,000 pretty easily. And that bowl game itself has never really drawn more than like 35, I believe. So it would shatter their ticket and attendance records for the history of the Vegas Bowl. I think if you got those two teams, because there's just enough West Coast Husker fans in general. I read some articles that Nebraska fans have been inundating the Vegas Bowl with phone calls and questions. So that usually helps, because I'm guessing Minnesota and Illinois fans are not doing that.
Hey, how does this work with this defensive coordinator hire? Well, how soon, I hate asking questions that nobody would know, but how soon do you anticipate it happening?
It would not surprise me by the end of next week if we knew something. That's just how Matt Rhule has operated since he's been here. Like, he doesn't sit back. And I mean, I don't expect the new defensive coordinator to be involved in the bowl game, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's out there.
Okay.
Around. And we've seen that before when Rick Kaczynski was hired from Iowa. He joined the team for bowl practices against South Carolina. Mm-hmm. We've seen things like that over the years. So it wouldn't surprise me if this thing gets moved on pretty quickly, and we're talking to this guy at some point in December.
And what is your summation of the quarterback situation? How do we – like, what would you want to ask Matt Rhule today at 11 a.m. about the quarterback situation?
Yeah, how do you move forward with this? Because you can't really pay two guys a lot of money. Dylan Raiola right now is one of the highest paid in college football. CBS reported – their article last week, $3.5 million. And I can tell you that's pretty much spot on. $3.5 million. You put that in perspective, that was more money than Bo Pelini made in his first salary as the head coach at Nebraska. It's a large number. And, you have to make the decision long term. Is this the best fit? I mean, and they're committed to Dylan. I think this bowl game with TJ, how he plays and just kind of how the rest of the month goes, is going to be worth monitoring very closely, because I don't know if I see a scenario where both are in Lincoln next year. It just doesn't seem like that is plausible at this point, because if you stick with Dylan and then, Trey Taylor's coming in next, I mean, TJ's window closes pretty quickly at that point. But then if you say, hey, we're going to have a battle and it's a competition, well, I'm not sure the Raiola, when you're paying a guy $3.5 million, I don't know if that guy would want to hear that either. So it is one of those head coach decisions, how you manage the rest of this thing the rest of the way, and what ultimately you say that's going to make sense to kind of move your program forward.
Huh, tricky situation.
It is tricky. I mean, there is no set answer today, but
no.
I think we know there's a lot of ways it can go, and that's the intriguing part of what this month's going to be.
They're doing a kind of a dance right now, right? And you just don't know how the dance is going to, what's going to happen after the dance.
They're contractually obligated to Dylan Raiola right now. Whatever they've signed with him, he's under contract. So, it ultimately will be their call what they want to do, not Nebraska's call. And, so we'll see. I mean, and if TJ plays really well to the point, indoor game, much better conditions to operate an offense and does well, then you say, all right, we're going to have a competition. I don't know if the Raiolas want to hear that, right? And I don't know if you can do that. I just don't know. I mean, it is – NIL is so tricky when you pay this kind of money to players. I mean, we dealt with the Pritchett situation, for example. And, I do think there were a lot of people in the program that wanted Pritchett out there. But, the offensive line coach didn't see it that way. And so you're burning $1 million not playing a guy. And then he finally gets on the field. He looked pretty good, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he did a pretty good job. And the way he gets downfield on the screen plays and whatnot. So, yeah, it is the what do they say? More money, more problems. I mean, it just adds a lot of complication to things when you have this kind of money involved in the players now.
God, I didn't even put it together in my head till right now. I know you're so disappointed in me a lot of the time, Sean. They're playing in the Raider. They're playing the Raiders Stadium.
Yeah, it'd be an Allegiant
Stadium. Oh, my God.
We talked about that this week. We mentioned that on the show this week.
That.
We talked about that on the show this week.
I thought there's maybe a little stadium they're playing. I don't know.
We mentioned that on the air.
He
heard it, Sean. Don't worry.
We were playing at Bishop Gorman High School.
I thought maybe there's some other venue
out
there.
Well, the old venue is not even open anymore where UNLV played. Old Vegas Bowl, which I coached in.
Where'd they play?
Utah versus USC was the old Vegas, UNLV stadium.
I thought maybe that's.
And it was on Christmas Day. It was awesome.
God dang, what a bowl.
We're going to get them to honor Coach Bush at halftime as like a Hall of Fame member of the Vegas Bowl. We'll bring him out.
What a bowl for Nebraska fans. You're going to that new venue?
It's a Super Bowl. I mean, that's a Super Bowl national championship venue.
Where'd you think they were playing at?
Talked about this on the air.
I don't remember that.
It's not news.
You can walk to the stadium.
Wow. That is it.
John,
Nebraska fans, if you're not aware, that's going to be in a dome.
Sean, we'll let you go. Thanks for the time, and we'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
I didn't put it together.
We talked about that.
I don't remember
on this show.
Are you sure you're on another show? Maybe
no.
I don't
this
remember.
Show because I asked, is it playing in the Raiders? You guys both said yes, it's in the Raiders Stadium. I think you even confirmed that.
I think you're talking about. I think you're talking with somebody else's show. I don't remember that at all. God,
were you on Old School with Jay? Was that what you were on?
Yeah, I think you're on Old School. Seriously, we never talked about that.
Were you talking to Raf just on a phone call?
We talked on this show about the Raiders.
No, we did not.
I think we did.
I remember Bill said, yeah, it's in this Raiders.
Yeah.
It's in the Raiders?
Yeah.
Wow.
Monday or Tuesday, we discussed that.
Why would you want to go to Nashville? They're not going to Nashville, by the way. I mean, they're already preparing for Utah. I mean, that's what's happening.
I think that also would stink for Vanderbilt.
Why is that?
To play in that bowl game.
They want to go somewhere.
Go somewhere. You don't want to just
go to Nashville.
Yeah, we guys practicing at the same place we do all year. I'm like, no, let's go to Florida. Let's go someplace else. I would not want to do that.
Right in their hometown.
No, I mean, I enjoyed it when it was Hawaii playing on Christmas Day,
right,
in the bowl game like that, because that was fine. But no, I don't.
Nebraska fans, though, I'd be ecstatic. I'd be ecstatic that's where you're going. I mean, Vegas. I know people have mixed opinions about Vegas. But not that venue's beautiful. That's a beautiful venue.
Wow. Which you didn't know there.
Then it'll be Raiders. I'll get some Raiders gear for sure. I mean, wow. This is a wow. I can't wait. We're staying at the Marriott. It'll be perfect.
I imagine rooms not being that cheap though, because you're talking New Year's Eve. And so Vegas is busy.
Very expensive.
That's a time when Vegas is on fire.
Sean has not mentioned expense is a big issue, so it might not be that as bad as you think.
The Bellagio probably is.
Bellagio, but we're off. We're staying off the strip.
We'll be back next.